Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America and the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Today, the Spirit of America is sad. It is Memorial Day, and we have to grieve all the losses that our country has encountered since its founding. And we have to remember those who gave their short lives so that we could have long lives. And among the dead who have lost their lives just for being American, I want to remember the unborn who were tortured to death and are murdered at the rate of 4,700 a day. And it goes on. And it was done by legislation, because when majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. So I got to do a pitch to save the kids first before we start to celebrate the Memorial Day.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Last night, when I was broadcasting, I got disconnected on my phone connection. And when I tried to get back on, they wouldn't let me in. They said I was an imposter. And it's funny, we were talking about imposters. So when I checked at the tape this morning, the replay, I noticed that a great portion of the show did not get broadcast. So I'm going to lead off today, and I'm going to play for you the portion that did not get rebroadcast. I was just on Wikipedia, and I was looking at the rap sheet of Kermit Gosnell, the Dr. Jekyll, the Joseph Mengele of Philadelphia. And I apologize to the people of Baltimore. I thought he was killing kids in Baltimore, but it turns out he was killing them in the city of brotherly love. And his rap sheet is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to read it to you because you got to know what's going on. I remember when the communists used to say, no more back alley abortions. Yeah, we don't want any back alley abortions. Well, now they're doing the back alley abortions in the showroom. It is totally disgusting. And not only that, the guy was making a bundle of money, between $1,600 and $3,000 a severed head. And he was chintzing on the help. He wouldn't hire nurses. He was being inspected. He hired a real nurse for 4 days. And then he got rid of her. He had phony nurses, phony doctors. He wasn't paying anybody. But he was running up a big, big score. And one 15-year-old girl who changed her mind on the abortion, he tore her clothes off and he drugged her and performed the abortion. Nice guy. Huh? 41-year-old girl from Bhutan. He perforated her colon and uterus, and she died 4 days later. Now here she came to the great America to be a free, independent, and live the American dream. And the American dream was ended, put her on a slab. We got to put an end to the chop shops. This is child murder, out and outright child murder, and we got to put an end to it. So, having said that, let me cheer you up with a tune. Nobody wants to face this butchery. Nobody wants to face it. We are like the villagers outside of Birkenau, Auschwitz, who refused to admit, as the ashes and the DNA dust was settling on their homes from the smokestacks, they refused to admit that murder was taking place. And we're the same. We want to look the other way. We don't want to know what's going on. If you're going to kill them, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. This way I'm not responsible, or you're responsible, more than you know. And I'll give you some quotes from the Bible and the Quran about child murder. Imagine a woman goes to the doctor. She's 6 months pregnant. The doctor says to her, listen, we can tell the baby is going to be born blind. Why go through all this trouble of carrying an imperfect child and having to live with all of the problems when you can abort this child right now and not have to worry? You can have another child. And the lady says, no, I think I'll keep this one.
Questa mia canzone, inno dell'amore, te la canto adesso con il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che I'm
da canto e sento tutto il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che mi rapisce il cuore. Sempre al mattino tra i canti un gran mulino, lì è nato il mio destino.
Said that the burden of abortion rests solely on the shoulders of the woman. And guys don't get involved. They don't care. That's what I see. There's an actress, Jennifer O'Neill, and she was like a model. She was a child model, she grew up almost self-educated because she had to do correspondence for school as she was going around to different sets. And at 23 years old, she told her fiancé she was pregnant, and he said, "Get rid of it. I don't want it." So there she is. She's all right. Her body is God's sanctuary for that child. And her, the guy who's in love with her tells her, "Get rid of it. I don't want any part of it." How's that? Is that love? I don't think that's love. So she got rid of it, and she lived with the problem. And later on in life, she converted to Catholicism, and now she's a big advocate for anti-abortion. And you just put yourself in the place of an embryo, and have somebody put you in an isolation cell, and tell you you have no rights. And when sometime between now and 9 months, they're going to execute you. How would you feel? Wouldn't you like to have some final last words? I mean, even traitors get a chance to utter final last words before a firing squad. And would you like to be in isolation? And then, you know, the only time you're going to come out is when they execute you, or they come in and kill you. In the case of abortion, they come in and kill you, and they tear you to shreds. And guys are completely off the hook. The burden is entirely on women. Yet the women's movement says it's our body and we can do what we want with it. Hey, it took two to tango. It is real sad, you know. Hey, honey, I gotta go. I'm pregnant. Well, I don't want it. Get rid of it. What do you need? Money to go to the clinic? I don't have enough for the cab fare right now, but I'll owe it to you. Yeah, it's bad, man. It is really bad. And there are two accomplices to that murder, plus all the people who advised for it. But the sad part is when the majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. And when one life is cheap, all life is cheap. And you can see that today. It's really horrible. It's really horrible. You want to see how far down the chain we have climbed? This is a military issue. In the military today, you can't be overweight when you apply for the job. You have to be fit because they no longer have fat man platoons and they cannot harass the weight off of you. So you have to, before they can accept you for basic training, you have to be in shape. And recently, one GI went through basic training after losing the weight before going, and he completed his basic training. Okay, and he graduated, and he was put into a reserve outfit, and he called his sergeant and said he wanted to transfer to another reserve outfit, and his sergeant denied him the request. So he said, "Hold on, Sarge, my mother wants to talk to you." And his mother got on the phone to talk to the sergeant. Now, you compare that to World War II, where some guys who were declared 4F committed suicide, where guys at 16 lied about their age to serve their country. And here you got a 22-year-old guy putting his mother on the phone with the sergeant. Now, you think that's an isolated incident? And well, you're wrong. So, we're in trouble. We're on a downhill slide, and we're accelerating. And for all those kids who were butchered by Planned Parenthood yesterday, 3,000 of them, 1,200 white, 1,100 black, 700 Latino, who were torn to pieces without anesthesia because the Democrats voted no anesthesia for abortions. And their excuse was the fetus feels no pain. But little Cicero Jr., they feel a lot of pain. And all you got to do is look at pictures and see the twisted faces of children in pain that have been pulled apart. And you can't face that. You don't want to know about that. Well, they did the same thing in Birkenau, Auschwitz, and Treblinka. They didn't want to know about it. I don't believe it ever happened. It's happening every day in the USA. 1,200,000 babies a year are butchered. And guess what the immigration rate is, the legal immigration rate into the USA every year? 1,200,000. So here is, those kids are on the Titanic, and the band is playing Abide With Me. Thank you. Who's killing patriotism in the United States? Who's kicking God out? The party of death, the Democrat Party. That's who's kicking God out. On there at the Democrat convention, they had a call 3 times for a vote to keep God on the party platform. And all 3 times, God was denied. But on the 3rd vote, they made believe that the majority said yay, but the majority said nay. So they once again, they lied. And now we're a splintered group. We are no longer the United States. And until we become a United States, we are ripe for a takeover, which is in play right now.
We have late breaking news that we're going to open this show with. It's just been announced that Mike Savage has been banned from England. And we're going to up that report with a later report, which hasn't broken yet. You're hearing it first on this show for the first time. And that is that Mike Savage has been linked to the IRA. For months now, the rumor has grown wings, and Michael Savage has been banned from England and identified by British intelligence as an IRA member. British Pakistani Parliament has shown footage of Michael Savage joining the IRA at a local Chase Manhattan bank. And here's a photo of him punching in his password at an all-the-men machine, commonly known as the ATM. It is alleged that his connection to the IRA is at the highest level, the Roth division. World News Daily reports that IRA really means Independent Radio Man's Association. But British intelligence refutes that denial. In other news today, the Queen of England has been denied a visa to New York City. Former Mayor Giuliani stated, "We already have Queens, and Staten Island doesn't want her either." However, Mike is to be knighted by Sir Thomas O'Donnell, the 5th Earl of Clonmel, Tipperary, Ireland, and given the clan shield, and two new symbols have been added to the coat of arms in honor of Michael the Archangel Savage. One is a sword through the heart, which symbolizes that only a beautiful woman can pierce our hearts. And the other is a sword through a pig, which indicates we now keep kosher. Rise now, Sir Michael Savage, and hoist your glass with us.
I bend me to that bidding, the spirit of each selfish clan, with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hope someday to aid, oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country will be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
Want something American? We got it for you.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. Bandos running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. the folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Quoddy shore. Even though my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee, the folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
you think that if the insignificant other, the other part of the creation of that child, had to do the abortion himself, do you think he would be up for the game? Or do you think maybe we should let the child grow until it's 2 years old and then kill it? Hang in there. Drifted to the ACLU and their tactics on how to get rid of God. And you know there's a movement to get rid of God in the country. And they use the communist excuse, a separation of church and state. But paganism is a religion too. And so is atheism. Anyway, what the tactics of the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center is they will select a small church, a small town, and they will go in and they will tell the principal of the school, you got to get God out of here, we're going to sue you. And the principal of the school is faced with a dilemma. He's just got enough money to keep his school running, and now he's going to have to proportion funds to defend himself in a lawsuit. So in most cases, what they'll do is they will surrender. And there'll be crosses taken out of cemeteries that are government property, and because nobody can fight the power of the George Soros-funded ACLU. And that's how they're winning little victories all over the land every day. And one classic example is the 911 hearings. Did you know that when they took the oath at the 911 hearings, there was no Bible? And there was no God? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? God is gone. The God that built America is gone. The nation, who is dedicated to the Blessed Mother, is gone. I like to drive the atheists nuts when I say, oh yeah, I love that statue of the Blessed Mother on top of the Capitol building. And they go, that's not the Blessed Mother. That's Our Lady. That's the Statue of Victory. I says, yes, Our Lady of Victory. what are you going to do? All right, to the GIs that are coming home, we missed you. We love you. And you're not getting a fair shake, and this president hates you. I got to tell you that, man. He hates you. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say what I'm thinking. I want to welcome you home and make you feel good today. And don't forget God when you're dealing with your stress. Even if you just pop in a church and sit in the last pew, just sit there and take it easy. Take a break. Did you know the second choice for the national anthem? Do you know what it was? It was almost the national anthem. Would you like to hear it? It's got God in it. Oh, I got the wrong one. Here we go.
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the eating field. night to set him by the dim and flaring lamp. His is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Maybe it'll be the national anthem after the revolution. Okay, did you know back in the 50s, one out of three songs had God in them? Here's a sample.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, O Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
the communist who redid it and changed it to "Answer Me, My Love." Oh, how they hate God, don't they? Now listen, we got some late-breaking news. We have picked up a conversation. There was some eavesdropping at the Clinton house, and apparently Bill and Hillary were in a tiff, and somebody recorded it, and they've been broadcasting it, and here it is.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Do you remember during one of the last campaigns, a lady named Christine O'Donnell, I think was her name. She ran in Delaware, and the communists in Delaware accused her of witchcraft. They said she practiced witchcraft and she bounced checks, and they smeared her, and they put in, the party pimp. So in her defense, I dedicated this tune.
She's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have her charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms.
There's those kids again.
Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh on me, I'll sing to her, bring spring to her, and long the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Girls I've known, and I've known some, and before I met you, I was lonesome, and you came in sight, and my heart grew light. Oh, that feeling you gave to me. In German, it's "Bei mir bist du schön."
Thank you.
Gas reserves than anybody else in the world. You've heard that, right? And why can't we drill our oil? The Tea Party people say drill, baby, drill. People say it's 95% safer than it ever was. No, the Enviro-Leninists don't want America ever to be an industrial power ever again. And that's why their clones in the EPA make sure that no industry ever grows in the United States ever again. We are scheduled for a takedown. And those who want to hurt us are communists. As a matter of fact, Jimmy from Brooklyn says that the model for the takedown of America is Czechoslovakia in 1954. So if you get the takedown of Czechoslovakia in 1954 and see the tactics that were used, you will probably see these same tactics being used right here in the United States today. In the meantime, we've got more oil than we know what to do with, and you're paying at the pump. You're paying the Saudi jihad tax.
Free, free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we live in a shack. Black gold, and this girl loves me back, loves me more, more than black gold. I was caught in her web, just like the spider captures the fly, and I knew what is more, I must leave her or die. Marina mine, set me free. From black gold, blowing wild, blowing
markets doing well. Some stocks have gone from $30 from last year to $230 a share. Everything looks rosy. But how are you doing? What's in your pocket?
used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
So, there's a story about Elvis Presley who was entertaining, and they all loved him. And there was a girl sitting in a booth having dinner, watching the show. And he directed his tune to her. And their eyes met, and he sang this love song. And the whole audience was thrilled. And after the song, he walked over to her booth. And he said, looked in her eyes, and he said, "Are you going to eat that potato?" Let's see what we got here. We're going to close out with an American tune. I was looking for the Star Spangled Banner, but it says it's 32 minutes long, and I've only got two. So we're going to try America, but with the U.S. Marine Corps. say. Love your God, love your country while you still have them.